This is an audio version of Positive AI Economic Futures Insight Report, published November 2021. It's a World Economic Forum publication in collaboration with the UC Berkeley Center for Human Compatible AI and Roland Berger. Audio note, this paper contains numerous references as endnotes. Sometimes quotes are credited using endnotes. This recording omits endnotes for brevity. The authors are Stuart Russell, Professor of Computer Science and Director of the Center for Human Compatible AI, UC Berkeley, and Daniel Susskind, Fellow in Economics, Oxford University, and Visiting Professor, King's College, London. Foreword. As technology advances rapidly and relentlessly, the task of thinking through positive futures cannot wait. Current trends in AI are nothing if not remarkable. Day after day, we hear stories about systems and machines taking on tasks that, until very recently, we saw as the exclusive and permanent preserve of humankind, making medical diagnoses and drafting legal documents, designing buildings and even composing music. The possible future trajectories for these technologies are equally striking. In a recent survey, leading computer scientists claimed there is a 50% chance that machines will outperform human beings at every task, in quotes, within 45 years. These predictions generate considerable disagreement. Some see these technological developments happening more swiftly, others far more slowly, if at all. Such differences of opinion abound in the recent literature on the future of AI, from popular commentary to more expert analysis. Even the variances themselves can be revealing. In the previous survey of computer scientists, for instance, Asian respondents expected machines to outperform humans at every task 44 years earlier than their North American counterparts did. In spite of these conflicting views, one thing is clear. If we so much as entertain the notion that this kind of outcome is possible, then it ought to demand our attention, given the extraordinary impact these technologies would have on all of our lives in the future. It is hard to imagine any aspect of our life being left untouched. The ways in which we earn a living, what we do for fun, how we interact with one another in society, all of these would be transformed. Yet, although the future might look very different from the past, it is not set in stone. On the contrary, the nature of the technologies we develop, the ways in which we use them, and the manner in which we respond to their consequences are all the result of collective decisions that we must make together in the coming decades. If we choose to do so, we can shape these technologies and how they affect our lives. That said, one of the greatest obstacles to taking action is that, at present, there is no consensus on what future we should target, perhaps because there is hardly any conversation about what might be desirable. This lack of vision is problematic because if these technological developments do transpire, we could quickly find ourselves adrift without a compass, buffeted by different events as they unfold, passively swept along into an unknown future by the currents of technological change and economic forces. This would be a vast opportunity squandered. The report you're reading is a response to this problem. It marks a first step towards articulating positive visions of the future. In April 2020, an ambitious initiative called Positive AI Economic Futures was launched by the World Economic Forum's Global AI Council, or GAIC. In a series of workshops and interviews, experts from a wide variety of backgrounds gathered virtually to discuss possible positive visions and their implications for policymakers. This report is a summary of their views and aspirations. Many of the challenges we're likely to face in an automated future are economic ones. Accordingly, this report reflects the views of leading economists who, over the past few decades, have increasingly recognized how disruptive technological progress could be for workers. However, the report goes well beyond economics and economists alone, also capturing the hopes and aims of a wide variety of thinkers and scholars from a broad spread of disciplines. Their views are critical too. The visions that have emerged from these workshops and interviews are bold and ambitious. But the conversations have also shown how difficult and challenging achieving them would be. Not only are there practical difficulties in implementing them, but there are also ideological challenges, deep disagreements about the nature of the technological challenge we face and the outcomes we want to achieve. Nevertheless, the exercise has shown that articulating positive AI visions is possible and valuable. This report can be thought of as the first chapter in a new conversation about the future, begun by an interdisciplinary group of thinkers and scholars. It is a beginning, not an end. The questions and issues it raises require far greater research and reflection. That said, as technology advances rapidly and relentlessly, the task of thinking through positive futures cannot wait. Section heading, Executive Summary. Many computer science experts believe that in this century, machines will be able to do most tasks better than humans. Clearly, it is difficult to predict how artificial intelligence, or AI, will develop. However, given these sorts of predictions, it is important to think about the possible consequences of AI for the future of work and to prepare for different scenarios. Continued progress in these technologies could have disruptive effects, from further exacerbating recent trends in inequality to denying more and more people their sense of purpose and fulfillment in life, given that work is much more than just a source of income. The purpose of this insight report is to start a discussion about what positive AI economic futures we want in light of these technological trends, and how to overcome the challenges we might face in achieving them. In workshops and interviews, we asked more than 150 thought leaders, drawn from a variety of different fields, to come up with desirable visions for economic life in the future. These scenarios represent possible trajectories for humanity. None of them, though, is unambiguously achievable or desirable. And while there are moments of important agreement and consensus among the visions, there are often revealing clashes too. Here are just some of the possible futures. 1. Shared economic prosperity. The economic benefits of technological progress are widely shared around the world. The global economy is 10 times larger because AI has boosted productivity. Humans can do more and achieve more by sharing this prosperity. This vision could be achieved by adopting various interventions, from introducing a global tax regime to improving insurance against unemployment. Empowered international institutions would distribute the benefits of AI adoption. Challenges to the realization of this vision include the very uneven impact of technological progress, the progressive disappearance of middle-class occupations, and the difficulties of achieving international cooperation. 2. Realigned companies. Large companies focus on developing and using AI that benefits humanity, and they do so without holding excessive economic or political power. Policies to achieve this vision include changing corporate ownership structures and updating antitrust policies. To achieve this, society will need to overcome current dynamics that lead to a concentration of power and wealth. 3. Flexible labor markets. People adapt to technological change and continue to find new work. New jobs are created that did not exist before. Human creativity and hands-on support enable people time to find new roles. This vision could be achieved by improving educational and retraining opportunities, as well as strengthening social safety nets for those who would otherwise be worse off due to automation. Challenges to this vision include the fact that more education may not be enough to solve persistent unemployment. 4. Human-centric artificial intelligence. Society decides against excessive automation and labor substitution. Business leaders, computer scientists, and policymakers choose to develop technologies that increase rather than decrease the demand for workers. Society finds the sweet spot, in quotes, in which humans and machines can work together. This vision could be achieved by introducing incentives that encourage companies to develop human-centric AI, for example, by taxing automation where necessary. Challenges to this vision include difficulties in distinguishing during the development phase between technologies that will ultimately complement human workers and those that will substitute for them. Another is overhauling the tax structure, which currently incentivizes companies to automate by placing a heavier tax burden on labor than on capital. 5. Fulfilling jobs. New jobs are more fulfilling than those that came before. Machines handle unsafe and boring tasks, while humans move into more productive, fulfilling, and flexible jobs. This could be achieved by strengthening labor unions and increasing worker involvement on corporate boards. The challenge to this vision is that, in the absence of intervention, AI could actually make jobs less fulfilling and more stressful, for instance by supporting new types of surveillance in the workplace. 6. Civic empowerment and human flourishing. In a world with less need to work, well-being increasingly comes from meaningful unpaid activities. People can engage in exploration, self-improvement, volunteering, or whatever else they find satisfying. This vision could be achieved by supporting meaningful unpaid activities and experimenting with some forms of universal basic income. Challenges to this vision include uneven access to meaningful activities and the difficulty of maintaining social solidarity in a world where some people work for a living and others do not. Section heading, Part 1, Situation. Although researchers disagree on the timing of new developments, most expect high-level machine intelligence to be reached within the next few decades. Section 1.1. High-level machine intelligence, prospects for the future of AI. Heading: What is artificial intelligence? The State of AI report describes AI as a, quote, broad discipline with the goal of creating intelligent machines, as opposed to the natural intelligence that is demonstrated by humans and animals. It has become a catch-all term that nonetheless captures the long-term ambition of building machines that emulate and then exceed the full range of human cognition. End quote. In the same vein, Stuart Russell and Peter Norvig define AI as a field that aims, quote, not just to understand, but also to build intelligent entities. End quote. Right now, though, most AI systems still have very narrow capabilities. They're very good at particular tasks and nothing else. Computer vision systems, although adept at interpreting visual information, cannot adapt or apply this ability to other tasks. In contrast, humans have general capabilities that they can apply to a broad range of tasks. Heading: Developing AI that can do most of what we currently call work. In contrast to existing AI systems, high-level machine intelligence, or HLMI, is achieved when unaided machines can accomplish every task better and more cheaply than human workers, without human aid. HLMI could be delivered as one AI general-purpose system or by several narrow-purpose systems collaborating. How far are we from developing this kind of advanced AI? We're still waiting for conceptual breakthroughs in a number of areas, including a better understanding of language, the integration of learning with real-world knowledge, the capacity for long-range thinking at multiple levels of abstraction, and the cumulative discovery of concepts and theories. Since the timing of these breakthroughs is inherently unpredictable, it's impossible to say precisely when or if we will achieve HLMI. Despite this, the field of AI has been expanding rapidly, and progress seems to have been accelerating in the past decade. When Grace and others, 2018, asked AI researchers about the rate of progress during their careers, 67% said progress was faster in the second half of their career, and only 10% said progress was faster in the first half. Although researchers disagree sharply on the timing of new developments, most expect HLMI to be reached within the next few decades. A 2013 questionnaire found that experts predicted a median 50% chance of high-level artificial intelligence emerging around 2040 to 2050. Rising to a median 90% chance by 2075. In 2017, 352 AI experts who published at the 2015 NIPS and ICML conferences, two of the leading venues for peer-reviewed machine learning research, were surveyed. The aggregate forecast indicated a 50% chance of HLMI developing within 45 years and a 10% chance within 9 years. Interestingly, respondents offered more conservative estimates when asked about the possibilities for full automation of labour. The median of individual beliefs saw a 50% probability 122 years from now and a 10% probability in 20 years. There's a graph here, figure 1, time until machines outperform humans. It has a timescale in years from 2016, from 0 to 200 years from that date, and then milestones on a y-axis, so go, the same training as a human, retail salesperson, write New York Times bestseller, Putnam maths competition, surgeon, maths research, high-level machine intelligence, all human tasks, AI researcher, and full automation of labour, all human jobs. And we see median and error bar for each ones. We see that the error bars get wider as well. The median for full automation of labour is just before 125, with error bars down to just above 50 and around 200, which is the top of the graph. AI researcher is similar in terms of the size of its error bars, with the bottom end being at around 40 or 35, and the median being around 80 to 90. You can check out the rest of the detail in the graph. In short, expert predictions suggest that machine intelligence may very well exceed human levels by the end of this century. In contrast to the popular view that transformative AI will be a discontinuous, single entity, and that research and policymaking should focus on this scenario, we argue that the implications are similar even if a network of collaborating narrow AI systems is developed. Most progress towards HLMI so far has emerged from work on narrow special-purpose applications, which together could still prove transformative. One possibility is that a collection of narrowly capable AI systems working together in the future could coordinate to perform most of what we currently call work, without a single general-purpose system orchestrating them. The implications are clear. We must be as cognizant of the impact of advancing narrowly capable AI as we are of the impact of developing general-purpose techniques. There's a text box here that's highlighted. Developing HLMI is neither inevitable nor necessarily desirable. The development of AI systems that can do most of what we currently call work poses large-scale societal risks, including those to safety and fairness. There are additional economic risks, including increasing inequality and loss of well-being from work. To avoid these outcomes, it is essential to outline the desirable economic arrangements for a time when most work is done by machines. It is quite plausible that many of the necessary adjustments, for example, in education and in scientific research, will take decades to implement and, according to many experts, we have only decades left. Governments frequently talk of transition plans, in quotes, but without a destination, there can be no transition planning. Our goal is to provide positive visions to articulate those destinations and the policy pathways to get there. Section 1.2. How to imagine positive futures with AI. Humans are always thinking about the future. It starts with pondering what we need to do to prepare for tomorrow. From weather forecasts to financial planning, we try to anticipate what might lie ahead. We love thinking about the future, but we often struggle to turn these thoughts to our practical advantage. We are inconsistent. We overestimate and we underestimate. We fail to anticipate the unexpected. It is important to distinguish between our ability to project and our ability to envision. The former is a function of our ability to predict future events, the latter a function of our ability to imagine them. Because the Positive AI Economic Futures Initiative aims to explore a future that is not only ideal or desirable, but also believable, and perhaps even probable given the right foundation, it is worth examining what hinders our ability to do both. As far as projection is concerned, one tactic often used to inform our predictions is to use historical data. Peering into the past helps us better understand the path we took to arrive at the present, and in doing so, identify trend lines that might point to what comes next. Several studies evaluating past attempts at forecasting advancements have shown them to be fairly accurate. The trouble is that while historical data typically measures that which is readily quantifiable and accessible, considering future human behaviours is a different matter altogether. Nor is past performance always an indicator of future performance. Although historical data can offer a glimpse into what is statistically likely to occur, focusing on probabilities has often been criticised for excluding possibilities. Such failures of imagination have come back to haunt governments that, in hindsight, wish they considered more far-fetched, in quotes, ideas. For example, US leaders reflecting on the failure of the American public and domestic intelligence agencies to accurately forecast and prepare for the deadly 9/11 terrorist attacks. Likewise, in the context of technological unemployment, excessive reliance on history can make us overly susceptible to what economists call the Luddite fallacy, the argument that fears of long-term unemployment triggered by technology have been proven wrong time after time. But what if this time really is different? When it comes to envisioning the future, we also draw on the past by evoking our memories. Neuroscientists have found that those regions of the brain involved in envisioning future events are the same as the ones with which we recall the past. However, perceptual blind spots present a further obstacle. While we often make accurate predictions about technological changes, we tend to underestimate cultural and social changes. In a phenomenon termed projection bias, people, quote, tend to exaggerate the degree to which future tastes will resemble current tastes. End quote. It appears that we do the same when considering how our collective behaviours and perspectives will change over time. Perhaps for this reason, societal progress has been called the Achilles heel of futurism. For example, the economist John Maynard Keynes' 1930 essay, Economic Possibilities for Our Grandchildren, projected that in 100 years, we would have a 15-hour working week and a 5-day weekend. Occupying leisure time would become our biggest challenge in life. Looking back, Keynes correctly projected that technological progress would accelerate the takeover of more and more tasks. What he did not foresee was that, even if we reached a level of collective prosperity at which we might be able to stop working so hard, we might nevertheless continue to work so hard, either out of necessity, for example, because that collective prosperity is not automatically shared out equally in society, or out of choice, For example, because our expectations for what constitutes a good standard of living, in quotes, have risen over time. Imagining the future forces us to make certain calls on a wide range of possible outcomes, and strongly held personal beliefs can subconsciously affect how we believe events will unfold. This plays out in several ways, one of which is our tendency to be unrealistically optimistic and prevent events that will benefit us. At the same time, when thinking about the world at large, we seem to adopt a rather pessimistic outlook on the future state of the world, even if ample evidence suggests otherwise. These tendencies make forecasting in the near term hard enough. As the time horizon expands and the range of variables widens, forecasting long-term futures is an even greater challenge. Importantly, this project does not aim to predict the future, to be clairvoyant. Instead, it seeks to imagine a desirable future state and inspire leaders globally to develop plans to build that future. This is the end of the extract included as a core reading for the AI Safety Fundamentals course. This was an extract from Positive AI Economic Futures, Insight Report, published in November 2021. It's a World Economic Forum publication in collaboration with the UC Berkeley Center for Human Compatible AI and Roland Berger. This reading was by Perrin Walker.